Kiss 98.5. Sunday, it looks like a great day for a skyride if the weather holds up. On the phone right now, the director of Go Bike Buffalo, Kevin Heffernan. Welcome to the show.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
Tell me about the skyride on Sunday. What do you have planned?
Sure. It's our 12th and final edition of the skyride. It's set to be our largest ever. It's going to be amazing. We meet at Terminal B at the Outer Harbor Concert Venue, and we ride down Furman, up onto Route 5. We climb up over the Buffalo Harbor and into downtown, and then we take the circular exit up onto the 190, where there's going to be bands playing on the 190. We come back down through downtown, over the Skyway again, and then there's a big post-party back at Terminal B. So it's Go Bike's largest fundraiser of the year. It's a celebration of the explosion in cycling culture across the region.
Kevin, other than fundraising, bringing the community together for cycling across Western New York is pretty special. What does it mean to you personally?
Yeah, to me, it's really satisfying because I've been working at Go Bike for 5 years, and Go Bike's been around for 20 years. And at last year's ride from the stage, we shouted out every cycling group that we were aware of, and that topped over 40 groups that do regular rides throughout the year. And then this year from the stage, we're going to be shouting out just about 10 bike buses that have emerged in the last 2 years, taking kids to school once a week in the spring and in the fall. And honestly, like, that explosion of bike buses is the revolution of our time. I think it can't be understated how important that is, that has been, to get families and children embracing cycling, families and children encouraging their towns and cities to put in safer cycling infrastructure. So Skyride will also be a celebration of all that momentum too.
What was your first bike? Were you a Huffy kid?
You know, I was. I was black with red handles. And then my eighth grade graduation, I got a GT mountain bike that my friends and I rode around West Seneca. We know every square inch of that town. And I still have that bike, but now I ride a road bike around the city.
That is awesome. I think my first real one was a Schwinn, and I'm still a Schwinn guy, like old school.
Nice.
So the logistics, and I've seen the signs on the thruway about the closures of the 190 and Skyway and all that. Logistically, what has been the hardest part of bringing this all together for you? Because you're shutting down the highway for real.
Yeah, you know, we've got a lot of great partners in the city of Buffalo, the county of Erie. Lackawanna is really easy to work with for detours, NFTA. And the New York State DOT works with us through it as well, and the Thruway Authority. So really, Nick, I start this application process for all these permits in January. And ultimately, Go Bike pays for the closure apparatus, and that's our largest cost. And it's a contributor as to why it is our last edition of this ride. Just bringing in the crash trucks, over 1,000 cones, road closed signage, everything else costs Go Bike over $40,000. So we, do that to ensure everybody's safety and to meet all the standards that DOT requires. And we set up something that is fully void of cars, void of trucks. Everybody gets to ride so joyfully without having to look over their shoulder, enjoy the greatest view of downtown coming in, and then an incredible view of Lake Erie going out.
It's really special, and you're right, the view is everything. And the fact that this is your 12th and final one, don't sleep on this one. Is it too late to join in to get involved if I want to ride?
Not at all. So at skyridebuffalo.org, you can register up until noon on Friday. And then we just need to shut down that registration in order to pack up supplies. But you can also register on-site Sunday morning starting at 6 a.m. We gather at 7:30 a.m. to rally that crowd and give some safety announcements, and then we all ride at 7:45. So first and foremost, everyone should really consider riding. It's your last chance to do it. But if you are driving that day, the New York State Thruway, I-190 North, will be closed 6 a.m. to 11 a.m., and just the northbound side. But with the Skyway, it'll be both directions, 6 a.m. to noon.
I hope the weather plays along. I hope you have a good time. No cars, no trucks, just bikes and a good time. Kevin Heffernan, director of Go Bike Buffalo, thanks for talking to Kiss 98.5.
Thanks, Nick.